Did you know only 9% of construction business owners make more than $200,000 a year? We believe your business should make your life better. We work with construction business owners to systemize their cash flow, workflow, and crew so they can become involved but not required. Have a listen to our podcast if you want to be in control of your business and your life. If you want to get there faster, go to involvedbutnotrequired.com.
Hey guys, hope you're having a great day. I want to talk to you today about goals. I'm going to try and keep it short. You're going to spend plenty of days with me over the next year and hopefully longer. And you'll find that I love telling stories. I love getting people engaged with something that I've learned rather than just speaking out of a book. I want to try and get to the heart before we do our first session of what it is that you want to get out of business. Now, I said to you in that first video, it's not about business, it's about you. That's right. So I'm going to step that back to, if you have any business partners, you should have them do this exercise as well. Hopefully you guys are all coming to the sessions, but do it independently. So, and then do the business goals together. So before you do the business goals, before you even touch them, what we need to have clarity on is what you want out of life. And that's the bit you need to go away and do independently. There's no point in trying to, as a collective, figure out what you want out of life, because it's going to be different. I mean, my soulmate, Nicola, my wife, which is the mundane term, but we are so aligned in a soul sense. Why, you know, right on the form, next of kin is soulmate, Nicola. We have different life goals. They're very, very similar and aligned, but we have different focuses, you know, even values. Hers is, mine is contribution, hers is community. She likes to be part of community, I like to contribute to it. So they're similar, but different. And you need to do that for yourself. And anyone else, whether it's your life partner, who's your business partner, whether you've got just a partner in business who was a mate or a friend or just a business associate, do it separately. Then come together with clarity on what you each want to achieve in your life and go, right, how can the business facilitate that for everybody? So you've hopefully been thinking about what you want to achieve in your life. Now, I want to take it a step back from that. And I want you to put that aside for a couple of days. And I'm going to share a link to a sheet below, but it's pretty simple. It's a simple question. And Nicola came up with this. What makes your soul wag its tail? What lights you up at a cellular level, at a fundamental, I don't understand why, but this just lights me up, makes me happy. And there are no right or wrong answers here, and you don't have to share it with anybody. So I'm not looking for you to come up with something that the society feels you should be doing. This is something that a list of things that when you do them, you just love it. And that's a really good starting point to come back to your goals. And the reason I want you to start thinking about your goals first is you can then look over them. If you've got a list of your personal goals already, awesome, that's so good. When you've done your soul wags sheet and you've got a list of things there that just light you up, have a look. How many of those goals align with things that make your soul wag its tail? If they don't align with anything that lights you up and makes your soul wag its tail, then ask yourself why. Is it something that you truly and deeply want? Or is it just something that you think maybe you should want? It changes. You know, my goals of what I want now, personally, are very different to 10, 12, 15 years ago. And when I started in business, going back 15 years ago, it was about money and grow a big business. And it stayed like that for years and years. Why? Was that what I truly wanted? At the time, absolutely. Absolutely, that's what I truly wanted, was to be successful. I've had some really interesting philosophical debates since then around define success with some friends and mentors as to what success looks like. Now, at that point in my life, success looked like a big business that was a great lifestyle, lots of money, and when you told people what you were doing, like, wow, And it didn't just stop at business. You know, I was running ultra marathons. I was a skydiving instructor. All these things that when you caught up with friends or people you didn't know, it was a, oh, wow, that's impressive. And that lit me up. The thing was that when I had succeeded, when I got to that point where I had achieved the success that I so craved, it still didn't fulfill me. And I spent a few years, it was actually not until I exited my construction business and sold myself down in equity and then had the ability to not work and do what I wanted. I spent a couple of years, the first year I didn't work at all. I was on like 99 flights, just had a great time. By the second year, I was really starting to get introspective with why I wasn't feeling on top of the world. I was retired, I was 34 years old. Like, what more is there? And it's something that I couldn't have learned 5 or 7 years before, but it became clear that what I was trying to do was feel like I was enough by getting other people to tell me that I was enough, that I was looking for external validation, that I wanted people to go, wow, you know, that's impressive. Because if enough people thought that what I was doing was awesome, then maybe I would think I was awesome too. Didn't work, didn't come close to working. So that's really shifted and changed. Now, that's genuinely what I wanted back then, and there's nothing wrong with that. You know, for where I was in life, to seek prosperity and success as I defined it at the time, and money and a big business, it was the right answer for me then. Now it's not. Yeah, and the biggest change ever in my life, honestly, was kids. Yeah, that really flipped on my head what I wanted. So there are no right or wrong answers. It's what lights you up where you are right now. Think about what it is that makes your soul wag its tail, and you can keep it, you can revisit it, you can delete it so no one ever sees it. You can write it on a bit of paper and shred it afterwards or burn it, whatever you want. But do cross-reference that to those goals that you've started to put together for what you want out of life, and seeing if you can figure out your purpose, which is a much bigger question, I've got to say. Complete clarity. I'm getting closer. I don't know what my purpose on earth is for sure yet. I've got things that light me up, that I enjoy, that really make me feel like I am contributing, one of my core values. But I don't know for certain that this is absolutely what I'm doing. It's why I'm still running multiple businesses, and it's not just this. That's it. That's what I'm doing with my life. But if you can get closer to that, then awesome. So what is it that you want to be doing with your life? And dream big. Like, you have got to realize that you are intensely gifted if you are watching this video, not because you're so lucky to have me in your life, but because, firstly, the World Health Organization tells us that 80% of the world exists on less than $10 a day. I'm not working with someone who earns $10 a day. So no one is, you know, 80% of the world don't have the opportunity to watch this video or probably even connect to you know, the sort of things that we get to do on a daily basis. So you're in the top 20% just by winning the lottery of life of where you were born. We've all looked around, and especially in construction, there are a huge portion of our population who aren't capable of running a business. They might think they are, of going beyond paycheck to paycheck or pulling themselves up by the bootstraps or any of the things that it takes to be what society generally thinks of as successful. We might get into that big discussion, but to be more than someone working a job and doing what it takes day to day. I would say less than half the population have got the nous and the ability to run a business if they chose. So then we're down to that 10% of the world. Now, of that half of our population who could, who got the intelligence and the ability to run a business if they wanted to, the hardest thing about running a business is the courage to do it. It is scary to jump off that cliff and go, I'm going to make this work. And the bigger you scale, the more points of no return you go past, the scarier it is. And having the courage to do that is a really, really rare thing. I've seen so many people who've done all the courses, read all the books. What's stopping them from starting a business? The lack of that courage to jump off the cliff. You guys have done that, and kudos for doing that. That is huge. That puts you in this really, really small percent of the population who have got the ability to create their own life, to run their business on their terms And I mean, I used to think when I'd go to business summits early on and I was working 100 hours a week, and some guru would get up there and go, hey, you can work from wherever you want and you can be flexible. Whatever. I did it. And now I'm like, oh, wow, I actually did it. It just sort of snuck up on me over the years as I realized it's achievable. And I'm like, wow. If you're going to work a job, that's never available to you. Some freelancers, maybe, but technically they're still running their own business. You guys can create your own story. You can live life on your terms. And that is so exceptionally rare for the population of this planet. So don't think small. You're in the 1%, if that. Probably a minuscule percentage of that 1% that can do this. So what you want to do, do that. Do that. Like, it's almost wrong to not do that when there's so few people on this planet who've got that opportunity. So guys, dream big. Like, this is what you want to do with life. I'd rather you aim high and fall slightly short than you know, aim low and achieve it comfortably. Oh, well done. You know what you're capable of? Like, think big here. I'm parching myself just with excitement. So I really want you to take that back from that level of, here's what I thought I wanted to do with life, and you may still be on track with a lot of it, to just look at what lights me up, what makes my soul wag its tail, compare one to the other, and then just do some refining of that personal goal sheet. What is it that you would like to achieve over the next 5, 10, 20 years of your life? And come in with clarity on that. If you can come in with clarity on that, then we can set your business goals so easily. That's where I'd like you guys to be before the first session. Number of different ways you can do that. I will share a goal sheet. I'll share a couple of goal sheets on this email with this video. One of them is for people who can't narrow it down. There'll be 7 areas, put as many goals as you want. One of them will be one that I use and I try and get people to do with 3 areas. And again, you can just write out a short goal. You use SMART goals, you know, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, timely. And people say also stands for meaningful as well as measurable. So make sure you've got those. It's already time-based because it's already on there. I have heard people say of dumb goals. There's all sorts of acronyms, but dumb is dream-driven, understandable, memorable or meaningful, and behavior-driven, whatever you want to do. Make sure you can define if you've succeeded it or not. If that doesn't work for you, I personally use a painted life vision. So I'll read this out to you guys in one of the sessions as to what mine looks like. And it was, here's what my life will be in 10 years. This is what my life will look like 10 years from now. And I painted a picture. It goes over 2 pages. I read it out with my personal accountability coach every week. So I'm thinking about it, verbalizing it. It's top of mind. Nicola, my soulmate, she's a very visual, creative person. She has a vision board. You know, it used to be cut things out of magazines and stick them up. Now it's find things on the internet, print them. Images that speak to her, that when she sees that image, it creates the feeling that she wants in her life 10, 20 years from now. And she prints that, cuts it out, and has it on this big pinboard that's in the inside of her cupboard door. So, you know, she sees it all the time. She goes into her walking robe. It's there. If people are coming through the house, they don't see it. It's not, you know, in a public space, but she can see it, and she's like, that's what she's working towards. So find something that works for you. In whichever way you're wired that makes you go, that's what I want to achieve out of life. If it is a big vision board, just bring a photo of it. If it's some dot points, great. But what, you know, make sure that what you want to achieve out of life is going to light you up. And bring that to the first session, and we will continue workshopping that through that first weekend retreat and get you towards a business growth plan that's going to achieve your ideal life. Thanks, guys. I look forward to seeing you soon.
We believe your business should make your life better.